Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust. Right here for the next 2 hours on WJR, you will be listening to the Inside Outside Guys.
That is so cool. I'm Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy. How you doing, partner?
I'm doing great. How can you not be doing great?
I'm
joyful. You wake up and walk outside on a morning like today.
Yep.
If you're not grateful, something's wrong.
Shame. I love
it. And then I get to come into you and your sunny, sunshiny attitude.
I actually thought of Mark Kramer this morning early.
That's weird.
I love that guy.
I know.
If he was pretty.
Yeah, right.
But he mentioned that if you stand barefoot in grass, what it does, he has some statistical data on how it reinvigorates you.
I believe it.
Yeah, all the nerve endings in your feet and all that stuff. So I did. I walked out barefoot today in the cool morning grass, and I'm telling you, I'm a barefoot guy, and it's been a while since I've done that.
Yeah, but he didn't mention that if you had just applied pesticides, you probably shouldn't do that. Because, you know, the bottom of the feet soak that stuff up.
So that is a third eye, not a pimple. That's
that
what I'm growing.
That you have right now?
In the middle of my forehead.
No, you know what? I'm the outside guy. We just visited some friends down in North Carolina on the top of a mountain. Literally, the house at the top of the mountain and the trees all around them grow up higher than the house. So you're just surrounded
Isn't that cool?
by a forest with a covered porch. And I spent 70% of my time there.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah.
I love it. And my grandson, same way. He'll go out anytime he looks. If you want to go outside, he gets the biggest smile on his face and we go running outside.
I was that way when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yep. And
good stuff.
Yeah, all good stuff.
So get outside.
Please,
we're telling you after the show.
Well, today we're going to be heading over to Holly Recreation Area. All five of my kids, my grandkids, my wife, we're all going to be there and have a afternoon picnic with
Do you remember having summers where it got so hot so early, kind of like this one appears to be doing?
Right.
Where some of the smaller lakes and reservoirs actually got warm and
nasty. I was in one of those the other day.
Were you? Yeah. Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then my grandson and my...
We went to one when we were kids, and I look back on it, and it's like, I'm surprised we didn't die. The water was so nasty.
The water I was in the other day, it stunk. I mean, it stunk. My grandkids were in there. I went out there. It was a big lake.
And when you're a kid, it doesn't matter, right?
No, it did. It wouldn't have mattered twice for me. And it didn't matter to them at all.
Now it matters to me. You know, when we go up north, I told you, we go out in the dark, my son and I, a lot. Because there's no sharks, nothing to eat you. And it's just a firm, beautiful, sandy bottom. And it's like, I find it very meditative and prayerful,
refreshing.
Quite honestly.
You walk out.
It's always
so
cool and refreshing. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm hot and I know that I'm not going to sleep well, I'll go out in that water, cool my core down.
Yep. In the same way. I find myself the time of year taking more showers. I take showers.
You need them, though.
To either cool down or just to warm up.
How about clean
on a
yourself?
Basis. Yeah, I fit that in. Hey, what are we doing today, buddy?
We're going to work till 1 o'clock because we've got so many things to tell our audience.
I'm going to work till 1 o'clock.
You're going to work till 1 o'clock. That's right. I've got plans. I got a priority. Yeah.
So you got a pickleball game to get to.
You've got to be at Atlas Home Improvement from 12 to 1.
Yes, sir.
Talking with Darian, Bobby, and the great people there.
Darian, Ella, and Nicole.
Great, ladies.
So much fun.
You know what I like about Darian is he defers to the women, and he says they are what make us successful.
Yeah,
I love that.
I mentioned something that they have a video out. That you could tell it's Nicole narrating. She's basically just was around the office and she's pointing it at the different ladies at Atlas Home Improvement, asking what they love about living here or working there. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
every
cool.
one of them said the family atmosphere. And you and I are going to talk today about this. So you're a homeowner. You needed a new roof. You needed a new kitchen. You needed a new finished basement. You finally decided on the contractor you're going to use. How do you, as the homeowner, help assure from that point forward, that you get the best job possible?
I like that.
So we're going to talk during this show.
How are we possibly going to do that?
How are we possibly going to do that? About how you, the homeowner, can be a better customer and get a better job because of it. Is that a fair way to put it, buddy?
I agree with it.
We'll be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Now, here's something else I want people to stick around for, Chuck. We begin some pushback on a commercial that's out there. And we got our first one just over a week ago, and the gentleman said, I can't believe you have not gotten more pushback on this issue. And it's the commercial where the lady is humbly saying to us that we've saved her life. She smelled a smell in her apartment.
Every time the furnace came out.
Yep. And we told her to call a professional. They came out, told her she was breathing dangerous amounts of CO, and she gave Chuck and I credit for helping her. So we're getting some emails saying, hold it, wait, hold on, wait, wait.
We do have smart listeners, and they know some things about CO.
Right. And everything we've ever said about CO is odorless and colorless.
And tasteless.
And tasteless. Kind of like us. So, so how did this happen? So we're going to discuss that a little bit later on in the show. So if you're one of those people that sent us an email, we've emailed you back how it happens, how this happened. And stick around for that. We'll talk about it a little bit later in the
and
show as well.
We got an old friend coming on at 10:30.
An old friend. An
old dog. Old. No. He's a great guy, and he would laugh if he's listening.
Oh, I'll say it to him when he gets on the air.
Absolutely.
And he'll insult me right back. But
Bob McComb.
From McComb Construction.
We happily refer people that are looking for custom jobs.
I remember when I first met Bob probably 10 years ago, a gal that worked for him named Sally. When we were on another station, contacted us, and Bob's a builder. Bob's a home builder. And
second or third generation?
Second generation, I believe.
Okay.
But a big investment, and Bob wasn't sure. Bob's been with the Inside Outside guys ever since and have made so, so many of our listeners happy over the years, hasn't he?
No, I'm looking forward to talking with him. It's way too long that we've talked about.
Yeah, you're right. You're
It'll
right.
be a lot of fun. Yeah.
We mentioned those furnaces earlier. Well, Oak Electric also has a furnace division. So if you have any issues with your furnace, with your electrical, Chuck, we need to talk about attic fans later because that's an electrical issue that...
We just had an email from a listener that wants one replaced, repaired and replaced. Hey, it's right. Their choice, right? You made the same face I did.
We'll talk about that when we get back from break. In the meantime, this next segment, the Inside Outside Guide, is brought to you by one of Southeastern Michigan's top companies to give you a standby generator. That company is Oak Electric.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us on this sunny summer Sunday. I was afraid to try to say that too fast because I think I would have tripped on my mouth.
Seems like just yesterday it was a snowy Sunday, doesn't it? Amazing how fast these days
you shouldn't
go
even by. You shouldn't be allowed to use that word any more than you can use a C word.
You're right. Hey, let's go right to the phones. Let's first talk to Annette from Otisville. Good morning, Annette. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I have a cement floor that I live on, and I would like to be able to insulate it. And I want to know if I can do it safely.
So you have a cement floor, so your home was a slab on grade? Is that right?
Yes.
No basement. Yes. Okay.
No basement. Chuck,
obviously, the best way to do that is going to be outside with the rigid foam.
Around the perimeter.
Around the perimeter.
That'll help.
It'll help, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. How tall are your ceilings in that?
What's that?
I'm sorry?
How tall are your ceilings? How tall are your ceilings?
8 foot.
Okay.
Because one method of doing that we used to do in basement floors where we typically did not have even 8 feet was to put what we called sleepers down on the floor. Back then we would use construction adhesive like a 2x4 on flat, so it was only 1.5 inches off the floor, and then insulate in between those with rigid foam and then put plywood over the top of that and whatever finished flooring, you know, you choose.
So it would raise her floor a little bit.
So it would raise the floor a total of about, well, it depends on how far apart you put the sleepers, but I like 3/4 of an inch. So it would raise your floor about 2.5 inches total. So instead of having
a full length. I could do that, and I didn't have to worry about water getting under there?
Not if it's done properly. I mean, if water getting under there is an issue, you would probably already know about it.
Yeah, as long as you're not having the issue now.
I don't have it. No, not anymore. It's been here long enough that's all dried out and taken care of.
So doing something like that, as well as what Ken said about putting rigid foam around the perimeter, will definitely help keep that floor warmer.
We did that at the cottage up north.
Did you?
And I could still, when you got close to the perimeter, it was still colder, no matter what
you
did.
You have to put so much foam there to shut off heat.
You're right. You're right.
But if you can slow it down, that's the idea, right?
Yep. So that's what we would do if it was ours, Annette. Okay.
Is there anybody in this area that does this?
In the Otisville area? Well, yeah. Let me give you a couple numbers here.
What are you thinking?
All right.
Give me a second. You know what? My mind just doesn't work like it used to.
It's a Sunday for Ken.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Insulation. How about blown-in insulation? They can come out. They're in Ortonville, so they may be able to come out and take a look at it, and they'll give you their best idea. So do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
248-343-2866. Just give them a call. They're about 20 minutes south of you, 20 minutes, half an hour south of you, and just tell them what you're trying to do.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck in that. Thanks, Annette. Hey, let's stay in the area. Talk to Chris from Flint. Good morning, Chris. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Thanks. Hey, I got to replace some of the slate roof on my house, built in the 1920s, probably original stuff. And I understand there's a pretty good company out of the Detroit area that's been working on slate roofs for 50, 60, 70 years.
That company
Any
would be called
–
I know exactly who that is, sir. That company is called Detroit Cornice and Slate Company. And their
Detroit
phone number
– Cornice?
Cornice, C-O-R-N-I-C-E, and Slate Company. And they're actually out of Ferndale. And their phone number is 248-398-7690, or you go to their website at DetroitCornice.com.
Okay, and what about egress windows in a basement?
No problem.
No problem. Our buddy Chuck at SVS.
That's it. Okay, yeah. The phone number for Chuck is, as soon as it comes up here,
isn't that funny? When we were younger, we had all these numbers memorized.
Oh, gosh. In a heartbeat, I could remember this stuff. But now it just takes a second for his number to come up. And it's at the bottom of the page, right? 734-320-1644. Now, Chuck should come up to your area. Chuck, what was the Chuck, not that Chuck. What was the builder over here off of Hill Road that has those? If Chuck, let me just tell you this right now, Chris. If Chuck can't do that, give us a call, and we have a place in Flint that actually supplies these windows.
Just east of 23, and I can't think
of
the south side of Hill.
Yeah, we'll look it up. If he doesn't come out, shoot us an email, and we'll get you someone out there, okay?
All right, great. Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Do good work.
No problem. Thanks, pal. Appreciate it. Where else can somebody go in anywhere in Michigan to say, hey, I need a slate roof, and we got here's a phone number?
I got to tell you, I'm impressed.
Are you impressed?
If you were pretty.
Okay. Hey, we're going to talk Terry and Temperance and Joseph and West Bloomfield. We apologize, but we got Bob McComb from McComb Construction coming up next. Would you please call back after 11 o'clock hour, and we'll answer your questions.
I agree 1,000%. Hey, if you're looking to have a complete renovation of the exterior of your house done and have choices in terms of quality and pricing, then we've got a great company that'll give you kind of a good, better, best.
I just spoke to the folks over at Performance Remodeling.
You're talking Jason and Rich, didn't you?
Yeah, they made it clear. They'll go north. They'll go all the way up into the tip of the thumb. They'll go up, well up into Genesee County, Lapeer County. Great team partner, the inside-outside guys. If you need some exterior help, make sure you call Performance Remodeling.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us, and we are really excited about the guests we've got on the line here for a segment or two. Good friend of ours, Bob McComb.
Yep. I mentioned earlier when we first met Bob years ago, and I got to tell you, so it's probably one of our longest going team partners, and I know for a fact we have never had anything but positive reviews when it comes to McComb Construction.
I know, cool is that? Hi, yeah. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? I have my son, Bob Jr., with me today.
Oh, cool. Bob, we've met. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys.
Bob, a couple years ago, you did some work for a lifelong friend of mine out in Howell, and she was thrilled with the work. They were happy, just like I knew they would be. And tell us what's going on over there at Macomb Construction, guys.
Yeah, I love it with the son, father and son. How cool.
Yep, there's a lot going on, a lot of remods with what it costs to go out and buy a new home these days, as we've talked before. They like their schools, they like their area, they like their neighbors. They're adding on, and I'm doing more remods than custom homes by far right now.
You know, Bob, we've seen a lot since the whole aging in place thing, and you and I are, I guess, not victims, but we're not dead, right? We're moving forward and getting older. But people are finding they would rather own their house, improve it, because like you said, they like the schools, they like the doctors, the medical care, the church proximity, and all that stuff. And they're kind of staying put and just improving it, right?
Yeah, that's where their money's at. I mean, and nowadays, it doesn't take a genius to sit down with a pencil and find out that, boy, if I add, 1,000 square feet to my house, what kind of equity am I building into the house? What kind of resale value am I putting into my house? And it's amazing. It's by far better off than going out and buying a brand new home.
Well, that, and it's a lot cheaper.
A brand new home.
We talk about the cost of putting, mom or dad in a care facility. You can improve their home for 1 to 2 years, expense in a care facility, and then it's there forever.
Oh, yeah. Those places are insane. So that's what a lot of people are doing. They're adding on the room and can get converted into a mother-in-law suite or whatever. But, yeah,
well,
for sure.
It's really a sign of a healthy economy, at least a building economy that we have, that all these remodels are happening. But just because they're happening doesn't mean they're all happening right or being designed the right way. Tell people what Macomb Construction can offer them when it comes to design and build, please.
Well, what will happen is somebody will come down, and my son and I will meet them in the conference room, and we'll sit down and see what it is they want to build, what their goal is, what their objective is. And then we'll kind of bounce numbers around so they don't get any kind of sticker shock. I'll let them know approximately what kind of budget range they're going to be in. And if that's good with them, we'll bring in our architect. Our architect will sit down with them in their home, go over some sketches and ideas on what they would like to do, and then get the project moving. And they does that no cost. It's nothing to come in and sit down and talk to us, and you'll get some numbers. You'll get a lot of education for absolutely.
We tell people that the information you'll provide in those few hours is potentially worth tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to people. And good design is critical to getting good value out of the project, isn't it?
Yeah, because lots of times I'll have people come in that maybe had something designed a couple of years ago, and they're thinking about changing things around. And we can usually give them the same effect by doing a little value engineering, build that home and save them quite a bit of money.
Bob's phone number is 248-528-0816. Go out and check out their Facebook page. There's some great pictures on your Facebook page. Bob, bathroom and kitchen remodels, how's that going? Are you real busy with those?
Right now we're doing mostly additions on homes, putting second floors on or going out the back of the house. But we have just finished up a couple kitchens, a beautiful one down in Beverly Hills. I had my back surgery, so my son, he's on those jobs, and I don't hardly ever even see him right now. But what a beautiful – that's going to be on our website, is that kitchen.
That's really cool that you're passing the torch. People don't realize, the high fit and finish required in a master bath, for instance, or a kitchen, and it takes a special company to design that well, but also to oversee the installation of it.
Right. Yeah, well, management's everything, keeping the homeowner in the loop so they know what's going on. No surprises. That's what people don't want, is surprises. So we let them know right out through the whole process when we're going to be there, what we're going to do, how long we're going to be there, dust protection, the whole ball of wax. As long as they're in the loop and they know what to expect, everybody's happy.
And Bob, one thing that Book Home Construction offers, and some people might not like that they don't offer, I mean, you guys don't go all over Southeast Michigan. You guys are in Troy. You stick to one area. And you mentioned customers earlier, and you have great relationship with customers. But it's very important as a homeowner. Chuck and I are going to be speaking a little while about how homeowners can get, you know, better jobs. It's very important as a builder that you have a relationship with all these building departments and jurisdictions. When you walk in, they know who you are. And that really benefits a homeowner. Can you explain that for a minute?
Well, you take a building department and they know us. They know we've been around for, I think it's 64 years now. And with the past work we've done with them, they know that we don't get violations, or if we do get a violation, we correct it and take care of it. So they know what to expect from us. So they know with us they're not going to have any problems. So that helps in a number of ways. We have a good relationship with the inspectors, and it helps us when we apply to get a permit. Most cities, I can have the permit back out and ready to build in a week, week and a half.
I love something you said earlier, and I've always said this. If I know what I'm doing, whether I'm a plumber, electrician, or builder, I should be able to listen to you and then tell you roughly what it's going to cost you. And you said you do that. You listen to people, then kind of throw out some preliminary budget numbers based on what they told you. And you either move forward based on that, or you make changes immediately in some of the specifications. How important is budget to owners?
Well, it's everything, because some people come in very educated. Some people don't come in very educated at all about prices, because they haven't done the research. So the last thing I want to do is spend a bunch of time, get somebody to sit down with an architect, get their hopes all up, and build a project and draw it and design it and find out, wow, we can't afford this. It's, you know, $30,000 more than we thought. I let them know those numbers right from experience, and we pretty much stand on those numbers, what it's going to cost them, so they know when they sit down with an architect roughly what ballpark they're going to be in to build this project. So there's no sticker shock at all, especially these days.
Bob Jr., since you're the man out on the job, how are things going with your labor situation? Are you able to find the right people and the right specialty people to get these jobs done at a good pace and on budget?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not as easy as it used to be, you know, when my dad was coming up in the business and such, right? But the good thing is that a lot of the people that we work with, we've been working with for so long that we have such good relationships with them that I don't necessarily have to really hunt down workers for my main trades. It's more or less just finding guys to help me keep the place clean and, you know, stuff like that. But most of the guys that we're working with nowadays, we've been working with since, geez, I was a kid coming up in the business.
That's so funny you say that, and people don't understand. Ken and I both get people, we're going to be our own contractor. We go, look, you got to understand, someone like McComb Construction, they know who the first chair violinist and cellist and you know, saxophone player is.
Great point.
They have this family of subcontractors they've worked with for decades. That makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't be able to do it to start from scratch, but, man, it would not be easy having that relationship. Yeah, no, it would not be fun for us or the customers, probably. Yeah, things are tougher than they used to be, but, you know, due to our longstanding relationships, like my dad said, with the different building departments around this area and with our different trades, we do get a lot of favor from a lot of our guys, you know, getting our HVAC team in there or our electricians in there. They like us and they work well with us, and it does tend to make the process pretty smooth for the customers.
Yeah, and I mentioned that earlier, because you have those relationships, those long-standing relationships, and I understand one of the most important things about those long-standing relationships with those subcontractors is they want to get paid on time.
Trust,
yeah, and you guys obviously do that more than anything else. I mean, if everything else went good and you didn't pay them on time, you wouldn't have them.
No, you wouldn't.
So you guys obviously have been doing this right for so many years, and that's why you guys can be, I hate to say this, you can be a little bit pickier with your customers.
Sure.
You guys can pick and choose a little bit more of the projects you want to get into, correct?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we like to I like to take on the customers that are kind of trying to build their vision. You know, I like to get into the custom stuff and really get in and do the jobs that have a ton of detail. Like the kitchen my dad was talking about in Beverly Hills, it turned out beautiful. It'll be on our website. But it is every little thing, you know, was special and custom, and it was really fun, and I'm really excited to get the pictures out there.
How cool to hear, forgive me, a young guy talking like you're talking.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. I hear the passion in your voice. Do you drive by any of these projects 2 years later and go, oh, wow?
No, but 20 years from now, he'll go, I worked at that I know. With his kids in the car.
It's fun to rediscover them.
I'm already doing it. I drive around and, you know, I'll have my fiance with me and I'll say, oh, I did that one. I'll point at driveways I poured when I was a kid or, you know, oh, my dad, I remember riding on the bulldozer with my dad when I was a little kid building that house, you know, almost 4 years ago. And I think I drive her right up the wall with it sometimes. But it is fun.
Yeah, passion is a great thing. And Ken and I love it in people. So congratulations on that.
One more thing I want to talk about before we go, because we're talking about all these additions that you could do. But, Bob, you mentioned a couple of things. You mentioned addition, and then you mentioned going up. And if I'm a homeowner and I know I need space, but I'm not sure how I want that space.
Those lakefront lots, too.
Yeah. Better. Yeah. Explain that sometimes how it's easier to go up than out. Would you please?
Yeah. You know, you take the type of house that a person has. The type of ranch, how it's laid out, what the basement configuration is under the house. Lots of times, most times, the most economical route is to go straight up because now we're eliminating those footings in the ground or possibly footings and a basement. And then the special attention we have to give to get the HVAC out there and so on. So in most cases, it is more economical to go up. But again, it depends on the home and the property and where it's at. Those are all factors that play into it. But most times it is cheaper to go up for sure.
Are you doing anything with elevators, Bob, in second-story homes for people my age?
No, I haven't done anything with an elevator yet. I think that is coming. We have done it on a couple commercial type jobs that we've done, the personal elevators are something that's coming, which is a good point because the price on them is coming down substantially.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's all about accommodating people. Most people, it doesn't even enter their mind, yeah, I'm going to put an elevator in my house like I'm Hudson's, you know. But
I mean, who would think of it? Yeah.
By the way, Hudson's was a store that was around when I was a young guy.
Downtown. Right.
A lot of people don't remember Hudson's. But anyhow, the price is coming down. And if you have an elderly couple that's staying with you and we go up and build them a suite upstairs, now it's just like it's on the main floor because they can take their personal elevator up.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Fit those in some amazing places, too.
Ken and I have seen those at the IBS, and we've seen where builders like you are maybe stacking larger closets for future implementation of an elevator or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Bob, I want to thank you and your son for coming on today. Like I said when you guys came on, you've been wonderful. You've been such a, not just an easy referral, a wonderful referral from McComb Construction, from anybody out there looking for additions and remodels located in Troy, Michigan. We'll give you contact information when we come back. Thank you so much for coming on with us, guys.
Yeah, send us project pictures that we can put on Facebook, too, guys, please.
They're coming. Thank you very much.
Stay well and safe.
Thanks, guys. Really,
we appreciate you.
We're going to go ahead and make this next segment coming up from the Inside Outside Guys, brought to you by one of the most honest foundation companies you're ever going to meet, and that's how we found them. That's Foundation Solutions 360. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are going to be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We're going to go right to the phones and talk to a very patient Terry from Temperance. Terry, you're on with the guys.
Well, good morning, everybody. Well, anyway,
good morning, sir.
I got a problem with the AC. We had a furnace blower motor seize either Thursday night, Friday morning. And going at the beginning, we got a smart thermostat. And we took advantage of the electric utilities time of use program, which is, I think, June, July, and August, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, where they ask you to try to reduce electric use because electricity is so expensive. So I took advantage of the app for the thermostat, and I selected that. And it worked well. The thermostat was set for 73. It took it to 76, and that was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Thursday. And at 6:04, the air had not come on, but at 6:04 p.m., it started back up like it was supposed to. I thought, man, are we saving a bunch of money here? But it was, the AC was running for at least 3.5 hours that I know of.
Yeah.
So it turns out when the technician came out the next night to find a seized motor, I asked him that question. I wouldn't think that electric utility would sell you on something that didn't really work. But he's telling me that, well, you've got this 1,800 square feet brick ranch and absorbing all the heat. But the heat difference was only like from 73 to, maybe 77 or 78. So I can't imagine this house taking so long to cool down. So my question to you is, could that really happen? Or can I kind of put that onto that failing blower motor, running inefficiently?
Well, maybe. I mean, theoretically, if that motor isn't running well, then it's not pushing the conditioned air through the space, mm-hmm. and it's going to take a – go ahead.
No, you said yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's going to take a lot longer. I mean, think about it. Heat goes to cold. So literally what you're trying to do is move that air through convective currents created by the motor mm-hmm. over every right. hot surface in the house, extract the heat, take it back down, you know, push it out to the condenser, dump it outside. So, yeah, if the motor isn't working well, that certainly could be a factor in how long it takes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, I've got it. I turned it off, but we're going to have 80-degree day tomorrow. So I've turned it back on, and I will be calling you next Sunday or Saturday.
Terry, do you have a dual-stage motor, multi-stage motor, do you know? Or is it just a single stage? It's either pedal to the metal or not on.
Well, I think the technician said, I think he's using the 3-stage.
Oh, great.
What was it? There's a 4-speed in there, and he put a 3-speed in it. So
go ahead.
I've noticed that with the AC working with this thermostat, you can hear changes in the fan speed. It's just remarkable how it works. I'm always amazed by the technology. So
we
there's something
too.
Going on. I can't explain it, but well. So, like I say, I'm going to run it tomorrow on that program, time of use, and I'll see what happens.
God bless you. We appreciate the information.
At least I know the motor won't seize this time.
No, hopefully not. That yeah. motor should last you for decades.
Terry, we appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much.
Sure. And I'll let you know what happens next week.
Excellent. Thank you very
Stay
much.
Stay well.
Thank you very much. So let's talk about this for a minute. No other phone calls right now. We'll be taking more phone calls after the break. 888-654-GUYS. We have a spot out there. I don't know what it was, about a month or so ago. Well, actually, longer than that, where we had a caller give us a call and say she was and of course the commercial out there doesn't play the whole call. Okay, it only plays snippets of the call.
They don't give us that much time.
No. But as mentioned, she got some headaches, and every time the heat came on, she'd experience headaches. And we put a commercial out there about it, and we've been getting some kickback on this commercial, which is because we have such a smart audience, and we appreciate this. Let's explain this a little bit, what's going on here, okay? Because the whole thing is, hold on now, you can't smell carbon monoxide. It's odorless, yep. colorless, tasteless, right?
Yep. So we're getting these listeners going, that could not have happened because there's no way she would smell that. You could smell incomplete exhaust or downdraft exhaust or however it manifests in your home. There's a lot of ways it does it, especially with tighter homes. you could smell that. And that gas, that exhaust gas, contains carbon monoxide as well as other things.
Stand behind a car. Do you smell it?
There you go. Good point. So we want to make sure people understand that. And the promotional piece doesn't have time to go through all these explanations.
Right.
We don't have
right.
We don't have a minute, much less two or three or four.
Yeah, it's a 30-second spot, exactly.
But it happened just as she said, that she was smelling what turned out to be incomplete exhaust gas going up. It should have gone up the chimney, but it didn't. It contained the carbon monoxide, and that could have posed a deadly problem for her over time if it accumulated in the house.
Yeah, so we don't want anyone going, oh, I smell it, I'm getting a headache. But it can't be carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Because exactly. You can get in trouble.
Absolutely.
So in its raw form, CO is colorless, tasteless, all that stuff.
You're going to be dead before you knew you breathed
Thank
in.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Sadly.
But as it's being exhausted, there's also dust in there and other stuff that could set off a smell.
So yeah, the first time you turn on the furnace, we always go, you know, what's that smell, you know, from the first couple times it runs in October? That could be a dust accumulation on the burner or exchanger.
Years ago, there was a tragedy with a standby or a portable generator where the man put it in his basement. You had to be able to smell that the second you turned that on. That's why that's so confusing to me because, like I said, stand behind the car. You're going to smell that exhaust.
I know, you think everybody would get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we used to do blower door testing, and we've got a lot of companies now that are doing that are becoming certified in that. Amnesty, Steve Dickinson was telling us that he just got that certification. And we would discover that you tighten up these homes, even an old home, you put insulation, additional insulation in the walls and the attic and do it properly and caulk like we tell people like you should. And you can actually get where the house is starving for air. If you hold your fingers, pinch your nose, and pinch half your mouth, and then try to suck in a lung full of air, you go, oh, I can't do that. Your house is trying to do that.
Breathe through your nose with the cold.
Yeah, so it'll do that through chimneys. So your furnace is running. That exhaust gas is supposed to go up that chimney, but the house is starving for air, so what does it do? It sucks air back down the chimney, which contains exhaust. We've all seen it with fireplaces.
Right, backdrafts, yeah. Good point. We have another hour, and we're going to be talking about these subjects.
We got two, but only one.
We're going to take your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Head over to the InsideOutsideGuys.com and check out our Detroit News article. In the meantime, Chuck, who are we talking about here?
I know. We're talking about exactly a great company that can make sure you're not getting that downdrafting, that you have an efficient motor running and distributing your conditioned air.
Great family company that we trust and we refer to just a ton of our listeners is CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you during the next hour. And did you actually water your lawn in the last couple of days and mow it? During an ozone awareness period.
Ozone.
I know, I couldn't think of the word.
I don't think the ozone is the issue anymore. That was like 1990s.
So we don't worry about that anymore?
I never did. Look, it's funny because the other day I actually went out to mow my lawn and my wife said, can you wait till before dark? Just before dark. And I'm like,
so, yeah, you can go out there, honey, after dark.
No, she's not allowed to. No. She can't mow my lawn. She'll break something she always does. But, no, I'm not going to wait. I mowed my lawn. I'm not going to think twice about it. I'm going to mow my lawn. My lawn looked good. And, yes, I did water it. I water it three nights in a row. And it's funny because we were on vacation for a week, and I came back, and I knew there wasn't a lot of rain, so I didn't have to really mow it a lot. But, boy, was it dry. It was brown.
Mine still looks good, and I have not watered it a little.
Really?
But I do have, like you know, I've got trees galore.
Well, you're very flat.
So shade for half a day for a lot of them.
Water hits my property, it runs right off.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't soak it up. So literally the first night I put the water on, the next day the grass was greener, and it's been greener ever since. So, yeah, I'll water for about an hour.
Now you get mow more often?
It's okay. And it's a riding lawnmower.
Slander Mother Earth even more than you have been. Hey, we have somebody, Judy, that's been trying to call us. And for some reason she said she thinks we're pre-recorded today. We're not, Judy.
We're here. 888-654-4897. Or you can the WGR line. 313-897-WGR.
859-0957.
There you go. We still use a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
He did it right. He did it right.
That's hard to believe. Brian's back there going, no, Chuck didn't do that.
Yeah, right. Hey, let's also remind people about the article in this week's Detroit News Home Style section.
Yeah.
And I just don't think people realize how much the face of their front door adds to their home, unless it's a side entry, of course. Garage door. I'm sorry, garage door, not front door, but the garage door. You're right. I mean, that's what? 70 or good 30-40% of the
There's
house.
There's some data out there, you know, that it can be 20-25% of the front elevation or more. And we started to design homes, what, 30 some years ago, we the industry, mm-hmm. where the garage is the first thing you see.
Right.
So the garage door becomes ever more prominent in terms of, you know, how much you appreciate the looks of the house, the aesthetic of the house.
We both live on very similar. We live at the end of a cul-de-sac. Only difference is I have a island in mine. Do you wish you
would? Well, you live in a gated community that they won't even let me in.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to think what kind of gate I could have my
lakefront property. Go ahead.
Do you wish you would have did a side entry to your garage? Because a lot of people like side entries for that reason.
You know, so many side entries are on lots that are far too narrow for the types of vehicles we drive.
True.
Right now, I have a boat and three pickups in the driveway, and we still have room. And I've got two cars in the garage.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, no, the answer is
so,
no.
The last time I had a side entry, I had like 8 acres. So I had plenty of room, you know, to come up and maneuver and build
navigate,
a great big kind of almost a courtyard in front of the garage. So you could maneuver large vehicle, you know, pickups.
Right.
1500s. So, I'm ambiguous on that. I do like the heavier garage doors. I like the styled garage doors. I think they're quieter. I like the chain drive motors instead of the belt drive.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Really?
And for the heavier door, they tend to be spec'd.
Sure. Sure.
And they just, I've had good luck with chains over the years. Okay. And a little bit of lubrication, a periodic adjustment, you know, take up
the
slack.
In the old days, they were the main reason people went to belt drive years ago was because of the quietness. They're so much quieter. That was it.
I know, it's so funny. And now, I mean, you put a good heavy door that's properly adjusted. I like the torsion springs on the header instead of the springs mounted up on the ceiling like the old doors.
Yeah, yeah. But you said properly adjusted because there's so many out there. You know what? Every garage door out there could probably be adjusted at this time.
Yeah, we got a guy. It's funny. I saw him on the road when we were heading out yesterday. I used to do all that myself. I used to install them myself. I'm not going to do it anymore.
No.
But when they're properly adjusted, the job of the spring is to lift the weight of the door, right? Or to ease it back down.
Sure.
Because even an inexpensive two-car, you know, stamped aluminum garage door can weigh 150 pounds.
Yep.
They get real heavy when they're 16 foot wide and insulated and, you know,
sure.
heavier gauge. So read that article. I think people will gain something from it.
And we like insulated doors.
I do too. I like them.
The amount you're going to spend for a non-insulated to an insulated door is they're already coming out. They're already installing a door.
Exactly.
And it's not a lot of money, and it actually helps your house stay cooler. So
it really does. And warmer in the winter if it's attached garage.
Okay, yeah. I got a personal question.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you. What year were you born?
54.
The same year.
The
same year that this rude water heater was installed.
Oh, Rudd.
Rudd, I'm sorry, Rudd. Yeah, R-U-U-D. R-U-U-D.
I'm so used to being insulted by you that I thought you were...
Well, that means you're pretty old. You're probably rustier than this thing is. But the 1954, our friends at Waterwork Plumbing posted this about a week and a half ago that they worked on a Rudd water heater that was installed and still running.
I love it.
From 1954.
I love it.
The year you were born.
I love it.
I know, me too. That's amazing.
I just think that stuff is so cool. I mean, yeah.
Just proof.
I'm assuming it's gas.
Yeah, you can see it piped right here. But just proof they don't make them like they used to. And, Chuck, I'm sorry. They could make something just like this energy efficient.
There ain't that much to a water
There ain't
heater.
That much to a water heater. Yes, they shouldn't last 11 years.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Hey, it's going to rain. You know, we're talking about sprinkling and watering and all this good stuff. But when it rains, it's going to rain hard. It's going to be spring in Michigan. And you're going to wish you had the number of a good foundation company.
Anywhere in Michigan, you want to go to one of Michigan's Nation's top foundation and basement repair experts, and that expert is Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Welcome back, everybody. Man, that's nice music.
It is.
That's a little too classy for me, quite frankly.
We enjoy that music
very
much.
That is nice. Back when I was dating.
I can't believe you remember that far back.
Come here, baby.
All 2 year dates, right?
Yeah.
888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions. We're going to start off with Joseph in West Bloomfield. Good morning, Joseph. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, sir. How can we help you?
I just was trying to solve an issue that's incomplete about an installation of a generator with Oak Electric. I have a home in West Bloomfield, and they told me that my electrical service needed to be updated. I understand it was, old and didn't meet code as far as the service to the home. So I set that up, had them complete that. And the person that I guess was the salesman told me that depending on how you want this generator located, if it's got to be worked out differently than what the city allows, I'll give you all the details to help you go to the city planning department or whatever it was and try to solve that. But then after they did the electrical service upgrade, I was left with a lot of outlets and switches or lights and stuff not working, and they kind of dropped the ball. And I thought after hearing your Saturday show a week or two ago, you had someone on from Oak Electric, and I thought I should probably call the Inside Outside guys and see what they recommend I do with this company, because from listening to you guys, I hear they're very reputable.
They are.
And
they're extremely reputable.
Concerned.
Yeah. But you know what?
Even the most.
I appreciate it. No. Just let me know what you. Even the most reputable companies sometimes have a mistake, drop the ball, whatever it may be, even the best ones. But the gentleman we were speaking to a couple weeks ago was Gary Papilla, the owner of Oak Electric.
Yeah.
And what we know about Gary is what we know about so many of our other team partners. Their customers are super duper important to them, and making them happy are super duper important to them. So if you're not happy and you're not getting the results that you want, we want you to call Oak Electric, and he'd want you to call them, ask for him, and he'll talk to you, and he'll make sure that he takes care of whatever the issue is. We guarantee it.
Yeah. They're a good company. They would not want to know.
Gary what?
Gary Papilla. P-A-P-I-A.
Okay. Yeah, I my concern is that I need a generator to support my older father, and I'm really concerned that taking care of him is my highest priority. So just calling Gary should solve the problem and find out why I was dropped.
Well, you mentioned a couple things. The outlets that don't work on the service changeout are your first issue. They should be taken care of, especially if you paid them, right? The second issue, do you have something with a setback requirement in the placement of the generator on the side of a house or something that they wanted you to follow through with?
Any penetrations that can't be near? There's a lot of things.
No, they wanted him to follow up with the city. So I'm wondering if there's a setback issue.
Well,
I got you.
Well, we didn't even get that far. He said that there would be city planning permit requirements. And he said, after we get the service change and we do that, I'll walk through that with you to show you what you need to do. And I never heard from them again. And you can imagine I'm pretty busy taking care of an elderly father. It's not I don't have any help. It's just me. And
have you reached out to them yet?
Just exhausting to begin with. Pardon me?
Have you reached out to them yet recently?
No, just thought I'd call you first. I figure I'd better talk to you first and then see if there's anything I should know. And then I'll just call them and ask for Gary.
Sure. Well, that's like I said, that's what we'd recommend you do. Gary will get with your sales representative, and they'll make sure they take care of everything that's their responsibility. We just know they will.
Excellent. I appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you so much. Please stay in touch with us. If we can help you at all, we'll do what we can.
We appreciate that. Just feel free to send us an email. Let's talk to Mike in Pinckney. Good morning, Mike. You're on with the guys.
Well, hello, guys. Sorry to hear about the gentleman's dilemma there. I only use contractors that you recommend because I know it will take care of us. Hey, during your last segment, you were talking about garage doors. I've got a garage door that doesn't seal at the top and on the sides. When I look at the exterior of the door, it's got trim on it with rubber flappers, if you will.
Sure.
But I heat my garage in the wintertime, and I can see light at the top and on the sides of it. I don't know if there's a seal that you can put on the exterior of the door.
Were those seals are available in most big box stores, are they not?
Yeah, there's a trim piece. You can buy it in vinyl or wood. That's got a rubber gasket. Usually it's about an inch wide, very soft material. White is usually the color. And you install that when the door is in the closed position, when it's properly adjusted, such that the rubber is up tight against the door. It'll block light, insects, wind, rain.
Yeah, you should have two of those on each side of the door as it is right now.
And one on the top.
They may be getting dry rot, or they may have moved over the years a little bit.
Or the door, what happens too, on the top, your rollers can be adjusted in and out so that top panel gets shut tight to the trim, and those could be loose or need adjustment as well.
I do have those trim pieces with rubber on them. They probably need to be replaced. I'm looking at them right now.
They're inexpensive and easy.
Yeah.
And the top, I probably should call my garage door company and have them adjust it for me. I didn't know if there was a seal kit for the exterior of the door, if you will.
That's what we're talking about should seal out everything when it's properly installed. Buy a white aluminum trim nail or whatever color trim you're buying. By that same color aluminum trim nail. It's got a small box head on it to install those with, and you won't have any rust running down.
And if you could take a picture and send it to the garage door company you're calling, they should have those on their truck. They can probably do it pretty quick, pretty inexpensively. So definitely a fixable issue. Mike from Pinckney, we greatly appreciate your call. Coming back from break, we're going to talk to Cheryl from Shelby Township, Steve from Davison, along with taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS.
I'm with you 1,000% on that.
Electrical issues, standby generators.
People have them.
We have a great company on the east side. They do a lot. We've been over to their shop. We trust Lake Point Electric, whether it is a standby generator, whether it's a fan, an outlet for all your electrical needs, call Lake Point Electric.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate your calls in the next half hour. And then Ken is going to sprint over to Atlas Home Improvement and talk to the owner and the operators, right? The gals actually run the business, and Darian, Bobby differs to them all the time.
You know, there's no doubt what Atlas Home Improvement does. They do so well because they only do a few things.
Yeah.
You know, they specialize.
They stay in their lane.
They stay in their lanes, and they have different departments that specialize in each one of that. And then they have layers of leaders, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Where Darian.
Team leaders, department leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just works perfectly. And if you go to their website and you look at the referrals and the five stars, and you listen between noon and one, you'll be able to tell why they are one of the top companies in Southeast Michigan for kitchens, gutter, helmet,
shower
doors. Yep, it's just phenomenal. So 888-654-4897. We'll be taking your phone calls for the next half an hour. Let's start off with Cheryl in Shelby Township. Good morning, Cheryl. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm so excited to get through to you. I've loved your show for so long, and I love listening to you every weekend. And
God
you give such
you.
Great
you.
Advice, and I've learned so much from you.
Thank you. So thank you.
I have a question. My husband and I recently moved into a new construction house. It's a 2,200-square-foot colonial, and we're having real problems with strong odors from the VOCs in here that are being off-gassed. It's a real strong smell, both upstairs and down. And I was just wondering what you might have as a suggestion for that, maybe a good air purifier or something like that.
Couple things. Go ahead.
Yeah. when you talk air, do you have anything right now that's attached or not attached to your furnace to help clean your air?
No, nothing.
Okay.
You in a brand new home, you do have a multiple stage furnace, blower motor, excuse me, on the furnace. We would suggest that you run that and change the filters a bunch. Use a HEPA filter because that'll take out, you know, micron size particulate, which is, believe it or not, if you're smelling something, it is particulate in the air. The off-gassing, they actually recommend, you know, to accelerate off-gassing. This is from the old American Lung Association studies from decades ago, that heat, just like a new car, when you get in a brand new car and it's been sitting in the sun, you really smell it.
A bottle of water that's been sitting in the
plastic bottle of water, right. But you don't want to turn the heat on, obviously. So circulate the air through really good quality filters like HEPA filters.
Open the windows for a day in these hot days, maybe.
Yeah, sadly, it'd be very uncomfortable for you. But
And for people out there listening right now, what we're talking about is a brand new construction house is going to have new drywall. It's going to have new paint. It's going to have new carpeting, new floors. So there's going to be glues. There's going to be a lot of components in there. That smells like when you get a new car smell when you get in. Eventually, Absolutely. That goes away, and it's irritating. Do you find yourself getting headaches and stuff like that?
Yes, definitely. I feel it in my throat and my chest. We tried opening our basement door down on the lower level to let some of that go down there, and that does help. And we find that in the carpeted areas, it's worse.
Yeah,
so I think a lot of that is coming from the carpet.
And pads. Yeah. Pads can be notorious, especially the cheaper pads. And I don't mean to imply you bought cheaper pads.
I like your idea, though, Chuck. I mean, because we've had some real hot days, and it might be a pain for a week or so, but turn the AC off, open the windows.
Move the air.
Move the air. That will accelerate it. But also, you know, every house should have that air cleaner in them, I feel, Chuck. I think the halo or the ream or, you know,
I mean, even a good HEPA media filter if you're moving, you know, pushing the air through the duct system. You might also consider going to an equipment rental location near you and get a couple of ozone.
There you go.
Portable ozonators, like the companies used that do restoration after fires. But I love using something like that in conjunction with what Ken talks about, because you can contaminate the air if you're living in the house with an ozone, you know, with five ozone machines running at the same
windows
time.
Windows have to be open for that.
So I would open the windows, run those, and like Ken said, you'll accelerate the off-gassing, and it'll diminish over time, guaranteed.
Just like a car, yeah.
Okay, and when you were referring to the HEPA filters, you were referring to putting one on your furnace, too?
You have a place on your furnace probably for a media filter. I have to believe you do in that new house.
Okay.
They should have taken you through it when they introduced you. Go ahead.
Sure, I've been reading about like the carbon filters too. They have individual units. I'm sure you guys are aware.
Oh, absolutely. Of the purified, if you can get those,
we'll take that out.
Yeah.
Are those good? Do you think?
I'm sorry.
Yes. We recommend.
Are those any good? Do you think the individual?
They are,
ones
but
for the individual.
But you have to replace the carbon filter in them. Even crushed charcoal. Can purify air naturally, you know, when it's placed in it. Not unlike we used to do this in refrigerators that where they people lost power and the meat stunk up the plastic components in a refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd use baking soda and literally crushed charcoal briquettes inside that refrigerator to absorb the smell.
Or a thermos that I left some shrimp in. I recently did that.
There you go.
Yeah, I left shrimp in a little bit too long, and I had to use
the cooler.
Cooler. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, same thing. Yep, and it worked.
Yeah, charcoal works very well. Yep, but you have to keep on top of the clean filters. Yep, absolutely.
But
Well, I'll tell you, you always give such great advice and so many helpful hints. That's why I listen to you guys. I love your show.
God bless you. We appreciate hearing that.
And it will dissipate. I know it's frustrating. You know, it's one of those unforeseen issues when you buy a new home, but it will dissipate.
Yeah, and our son recently moved into a new construction home, too, and he told me the same thing. He said they'll go away after a while. But
it will. If you're going to mask with anything, mask with natural essential oils in a diffuser, because those are
idea.
Yeah, they can actually be healthy to breathe instead of detrimental
candles.
To your health.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want candles.
Yeah, make sure you buy the natural oils that you can actually ingest that are food grade.
My wife has one of those, just sets a little mist of steam off into the air.
Yeah. Yep. I actually use one at home. Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah. All right.
That's a great idea, Chuck.
Well, I appreciate all of your help. And again, I love listening to you guys.
Thank you, man. This is what we are here for. We appreciate your call.
Thanks so much.
God bless you.
You're
welcome. Enjoy the new home.
You too.
Thank you.
What percentage of people that ever walk the face of the earth ever get to live in a brand new home?
Oh, you're right.
It's got to be a fraction of 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 a percent.
Let's go to Steve in a city that we were both in just yesterday. Steve from Davison, Michigan. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are great. How can we help you?
Good. I want to say I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding cedar trees or bushes or whatever, but we've got three of them that are pretty well established right up against the back of a garage that we want to get rid of. And I don't know if we should hook a strap up to them and try to pull them out or cut them down, because I didn't know if trying to pull them out might affect the foundation of the garage.
Very definitely could. And I'll tell you what are you going to pull them out with? You're going to use your wife's car?
It's a pickup truck, but
you
try not
shocked.
To tear up the lawn. But
might tear up the truck.
Oh,
too.
I'd get that out. I'd
do it with
there
Kent's.
Ain't a bush made that I can't get
I'd
out. I'd
do
it
with
pickup
Kent's truck.
Chain.
But I remember doing that when we were kids. And you'd be shocked, you know, if they've been there for any length of time. And you're right, it could damage the foundation. If it were me, I'd first cut them off about a foot above the ground. Then I'd at some point dig around them and cut them off just below grade, and then drill holes in the remaining stump and put a product like a
salt
Roundup in those holes or something like that, and let the tree kill
Roundup,
itself. The root system kill itself, yeah. A vegetation.
You said
killer.
Roundup, though.
Yeah.
I said salt.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Well, actually, salt's a great natural way to do
it.
To
drill some holes in it and dump some salt in there.
There you go.
The
I like that even better, because then we're not advising people to use chemicals that may not be qualified to use. Don't mean to insult you, Steve.
How long do you think it would take for those stumps to dissolve or break down?
Years. It's going to take a few years.
Yeah,
it's a cedar, too.
Yeah.
It's going to take a few years.
But you really don't care about that, because they probably aren't that big a diameter if they're cedar shrubs. I mean, they might be 4 or 5 inches.
No, they're like 6 inches. No, they're like 5 or 6 across.
Okay.
Well, what I would do is I'd cut them down to about 4 or 5 feet. I'd shave them all down. I'd put a chain up about the 4 or 5 foot mark, and I'd rip them out. That's what
I'd do. You're not worried about the garage foundation at all?
No, I'm not. I'd look at the foundation first. If there's no foundation, no. If it's a shallow foundation, maybe a little more. Now, one thing I did years ago when I bought a house, the minute I bought the house, the first day I bought the house, they had what we call those 1970 bushes or 60 bushes, which are everywhere, the evergreens.
Sure.
And I backed my truck in, wrapped a chain around them, ripped it out, walked over to realize it was right over top of my septic line going out to my septic
tank. Oh, you could
tank.
Have cables, you
and
could
thank
have gas
God
lines. You could
I
have...
didn't hurt it. I did, but I could have caused myself so much trouble.
Yeah, I really would not do that, but hey, you and I don't always agree.
Hey, I grab a sledgehammer, you grab a screwdriver.
I grab a surgical kit, you grab dynamite. Go ahead.
It's an older brick house with a cinder block foundation, but on a garage, I figure it's probably only goes down 4 or 5 feet.
It might not even
and
do
I,
that.
I don't want to.
How old's your house? How old's the garage?
I think it's from the 50s.
Chances are it's probably just on a slab. Probably don't have a foundation. Dig down next to it, see how far it goes down.
All right, good idea. Yep. All right, well, thanks for your help.
You're welcome, Steve. Good luck, buddy. Appreciate your
call.
You too. All right, we're going to talk to Lisa from Redford when we get back, and we have room for a couple more of your calls. Feel free to give us a shout. 888 888- 654-4897. In the meantime, if your home has a case of the house uglies, Pro Home Improvement, located in Ferndale, Michigan, will come out to you, whatever you need, and they love doing siding. They're experts at siding, and they do it right. Once they're done, you're not going to see waves. You're not going to see anything but a beautiful new sided house.
With a great guarantee.
With a guarantee, not a warranty, right. A guarantee only from Pro Home Improvement.
You know, Mark Kramer said yesterday when we were talking that we should go ahead and do live what we do on break all the time. You and I get off on some really good housing tangents.
Housing and family.
And family.
We talk a lot about
it's
our kids.
Good.
It's all good. We love our families, absolutely. And we love what we do for a living. We are honored to be here every Saturday and Sunday morning. And for every time we hear a compliment from you, the listener, we can give you one right back. You guys are a great, great listening audience. Really are. Really are. Let's go to the phones. Like I said, you want to give us a call, 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Lisa from Redford. Good morning, Lisa. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys at WJR.
Yeah, good morning. I'm just calling to get your opinion on if you ever heard of such a thing about window replacing. And we had our windows replaced for quite a while, and now we have a lot of leakages throughout our windows. And okay. We still have, we had a 30-year warranty on them, and we still have between 10 and 12 years left on the warranty. So the guy said that that he's not responsible for these fixing these windows. So he gave me a name. He said our windows are called Silverline. I don't know if that's a manufacturer or what, but they gave me a phone number of another company called Plygym Window Replacement, and it's in another state. And I talked to that person there, and he told me I had to go on the computer to fill out a warranty sheet. And I was filling it out, and then on the sheet it's asking for photos of all the windows that have leaks in it. The only time I could get a good picture of the leaks was during the winter, when you can see when the leaks were coming in and what they were doing to the window. So I have yet to call them back on it, but the guy also told me that once he gets the photos and the warranty sheet, that he said that what he'll do is send me the parts for the windows, and then I'll have to call somebody here in somewhere in my general area who would be able to take those parts and put it on our windows. And it just seemed to me like I've never heard of such a thing where I have to do all this kind of work. And he had no intentions of fixing it. He told me that straight out. And I just
where are they leaking exactly?
Some are in the left corner of the bottom of the window. Some I can feel it because my windows open side to side, so I can feel it in between that side. And then I have a big picture window where it's leaking on the bottom. And during the winter time, you can see there's also condensation.
The window. Yes,
right. I have that. And during the winter time on that big window, we did have ice buildup on the inside of the window. And also on the side of my living room window, there was some ice buildup. So it's kind of leaking.
Okay, in interest of time, because we're running out of time here, I did a search on some company. I did a search on the company as you were talking, and they're a nice size company. And I looked for some of the dealers here in our area, and there's one not far from you called Proctor Window and Door, over on Gratiot in Detroit. I'd go over there and talk to them and get their advice what they would do. The companies that installed these original, you're saying they're just ignoring you? They won't deal with it.
Yes, he won't deal with it.
What's the name of that company?
Let's see. It's the
Your story is why we started this show.
Amen.
It's the replacement window company here in Redford.
Okay. Okay.
I've been calling him last year and telling him about it. He kept telling me he'll call me back. He didn't call me back. Then he's, you know, he was busy or something. And then at the end, he told me he can't fix it. I have to go through some other company that sounds like they're out of state.
Yeah, he installed their windows. See, what sometimes happens is let's say that window company, the one that installed it, went out of business. There should still be other companies that will honor that warranty, that should help you out with that warranty. But for them to say, install it yourself, that's why everyone listening out there needs to pay so close attention to their warranty when they sign it and ask any questions.
Yeah, and it sounds like an installation issue to me, really, based on what you're telling us, rather than a window issue. Gosh.
Do you have the original contract?
Not in front of me. No, I don't.
If you do have the original contract, I'd like you to send it over to us on an email if we can take a look at it.
Okay.
And we'll just take a look at it and try to give you some advice from there. It only takes a second to read it. But it should be there. Whoever installed it should be their responsibility. If you're telling there's 10 or 12 years left in that warranty and it's not a prorated warranty.
It's a disgusting story.
It is.
When Ken and I talk to people all the time, you hear us go, who do people call if they have a problem? Who takes care of it? And one of our requirements is that they call you. They call Tim at Pro Home.
First person warranty.
Or they call, you know, Mark at Kearns Brothers. You know, they don't call somebody else or get like you. Or you're getting the runaround, and it really disgusts me to hear this.
It does. And then and we'd like to hear from the company that installed it what the reasons they're not taking care of you. Because they'll never get a referral from the inside outside guys. That's the way they treat their customers.
And again, if it's a great window poorly installed, you'll
that's
have
the key. You're right, Chuck.
Problems you're having.
And that's the key to most window problems, because the window companies make a good, I mean, everything I see about this window, I've never personally heard of the window. They got a great website. They're very proud of their windows. They don't want people installing their windows poorly or bad.
No.
So I'd do everything they said. I would take pictures and don't worry about what the pictures look like. They ask for pictures, send them pictures. They're just trying to make sure they qualify you before they send somebody out. But I would start the process, everything in writing, including to the installer. Let him know that you expect him to repair these, whether he says he's going to or not. And if necessary, there could be some legal action. At least let him think I was willing to do that.
Okay. How would I get your email?
Go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and click on Ask a Question.
Oh, ask a question. Okay.
Yes. All right.
It's really easy because, I mean, I can do it.
Yeah.
If I can do it, it's got to be easy.
Oh, okay. And the other company was called Proctor.
That's a company.
Oh, that was a company that I looked up that actually, let's go back here. Here it is. Yeah, I'm trying to find exactly where they let's see. Man's Lumber carries that window, it says, and they're a great company. You might want to talk to them as well.
Yeah, you know what? I would talk to Man's. Man's is a really good company.
Yep.
Repositioning themselves in the marketplace to help homeowners.
Their website, the company that you mentioned, has something here that says where they're being sold at in Southeast Michigan. So yeah, Proctor Window and Door is who they say also carries their product, and they're on Gratiot Avenue in Detroit. If they have this updated on their page. So go to the Silverline Windows, and you'll be able to punch in Redford, Michigan, and 25-mile radius will tell you all the companies that install that window. And I'd call all of them. You know what? Someone may know a way where they can get those installed for you and get paid for it. So
okay.
I'll try. Lisa, we're up against
it.
We're up against the clock.
Where we're at.
You're right.
Okay.
And we want to help. So please send us an email, okay? This, like my partner said, this is exactly why we started this show. Thank you so much. Good show, partner.
Yeah, I hate. Boy, doesn't that make you mad?
Oh, it does make me mad. I mean, those. How long did she save for the original ones? That kind of stuff just drives me crazy.
You know, we're a very high touch industry. The best company is going to have problems because a person on a bad day makes a mistake.
Amen.
But what do they do when there's a problem? That's the test of a good company. And this is, I can't even say what I want to say.
Someone called earlier and had something negative to say about one of our team partners. And you and I guarantee it. You contact that person, they'll take care of it.
Yeah, exactly.
The InsideOutsideGuys.com is where you can go in Southeast Michigan for the best, and we mean the best, housing companies in Southeast Michigan. If we don't trust them, if Chuck and I don't trust these companies, they do not go on the Inside Outside Guys.
No, we won't refer them. It's that simple. And by speaking of trust, how about Brian Beck at the World Headquarters? What a great job today.
Thank you so much, Brian, for helping us out today. Hey, stick around. I'm going to run over to Atlas Home Improvement and talk to people over there. It's going to be a great time. And speaking of windows.
You got your truck running, right?
I do. Okay. I do. Okay. Speaking of windows and a great family-owned business and a gentleman we just trust, Jeff Weaver at Clarkston Window and Door.